Super Talk 99.7 WTN presents John Jubilee, America's transformation authority. He's a trainer to the stars, speaker, and fat loss expert, and he's here to help you lose that fat, get healthy, and find your joy. John's not going to try and sell you gimmicks or gadgets. He's going to help you understand what you really want to accomplish, but without hating the process. If you want to talk to John, call now at 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-WWTN. Here he is, John Jubilee.
Awesome and amazing day. It is the joy of my life to get to come to you and share the joy and the truth and the real possibility of transformation. Transformation is real. I am delighted to tell you that almost two decades ago now, I personally transformed. My beautiful wife, Jana, who was 191 pounds, non-pregnant. We are sharing an experience with people that we live in our everyday life. We're just real people, just like you are. Hey, we were, bunch of kids and sports and coaching and events and, you know, just like you in real life. And guess what? Real life happens. And next thing you know, you're carrying extra fat around and arthritis is kicking in. And just like everyone else, we thought, well, you know, this is what getting older is like. But oh my word, you know, after 10 years of trying all the same crazy stuff that you tried in that multi-billion dollar weight loss industry, you know, the Atkins diet, the running craze, the aerobics craze, all the same crazy stuff. Here's what I learned. Everything works for a minute. Everybody say it out loud, for a minute. So what if something works for a minute? You can go lay in your bed and eat celery. Let's have the lay in your bed and eat celery program. No exercise, no heavy lifting, and guess what? You'll lose weight laying in your bed eating celery. That'll work for a minute, but you're going to get tired of laying in your bed, and you're going to get tired of eating celery, and you're going to realize that that's just about as goofy as the Atkins diet or running 5 miles a day or doing P90X. All that stuff can work for a minute, but it's not sustainable. It won't last. And I am so delighted to be able to share something that's real with you, that transformation is 10 technologies. It's 10 simple things that when you do these 10 things, and they're so simple, if you can say your ABCs, you can do it. If you can count to 10, you can do it. I have people that are in their 90s that do it and people that are 9 that have done it. And every single person succeeds every single time. And if you're on your way from church to a restaurant, hey, you go log on to johnjubilee.com when you get home today. That's johnjubilee.com. And that John is with an H because my mama didn't knock the H out of me. johnjubilee.com. And you can listen to what dozens of doctors and thousands of transformers share in their real life testimony. They're just real people, just like I was. And I was bone on bone and both my knees, my shoulder was messed up. And oh my word, I'll never forget looking at that picture of myself. I took a before picture of myself and I did not recognize the man I was looking at. It looked like I swallowed a small truck tire. I had man boobs going on, and I was just, I was hoping against hope. I was a skeptic of my own 10 technologies that I came up with that I thought, you know what, if this doesn't work, truly nothing will. But I've got great news for you. 88 days later, because all of our cells transform anyway, in 88 days, I was a new person. I was healthy from the inside out. And what I found out was there's a side effect to being healthy at the cellular level. And my whole transformation program is based and was based at that time on, I wanted to get healthy at a cellular level. So I found a secret that makes a cell to become porous so that it can uptake the hydration and open up the power of the mitochondria, which is like the thermonuclear power plant inside that cell. And as that cell became porous and that mitochondria began to fire and my cells began to get healthy, I found that my muscle, my genetic blueprint that I was designed for to develop natural, healthy muscle mass, my muscle began to grow. My muscle began to grow more muscle than I had when I was in college. And I began to get stronger and healthier from the inside out. My organs were functioning better. My cartilage began to regrow, and my arthritis went away, completely away. And I have since had thousands of transformers tell me they experienced complete reversal of their arthritis. I have had transformers tell me complete reversal of gout, of sleep apnea, of irritable bowel syndrome, of Meniere's disease. Did you know that even Parkinson's disease, dementia, Alzheimer's disease are just the lack of two healthy chemicals that are supposed to be in your body? That's right, serotonin and dopamine. That's why I teach transformation, getting healthy at a cellular level so that you can truly be the best you that you really can at any age. And I invite you to be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. Because if you are not skeptical about weight loss and health, you have zero intelligence. The weight loss and health industry is a multi-billion-dollar industry designed to prey on your false hopes. It is false hope for sale, and we're buying it. Do you know there was just a Harvard study done on supplements just a few weeks ago? These results were released, and they said that there are over 3,000 supplements on the market today in the United States of America that have no health benefit whatsoever. None. Zero. And specifically, every multivitamin that has binders and fillers is actually detrimental for you because your body cannot break down that binder or that filler. Friends, let's all become scientists together. Do you know that the word science just means the search for the truth that is known? Let's just become scientists together. Let's search for the truth that is known. Hey, Dave Ramsey calls them Johnisms, all these little one-liners that I say. I want to just share with you that I don't care what the truth is. I just want to know what the truth is. Let me say that again. I don't care what the truth is. I just want to know what it is. I'm not trying to push an agenda. I'm trying to share real truth that I have personally experienced for 2 decades and helped thousands of other people do it because I was encouraged by Dave Ramsey to go full-time in health and wellness, and I did it. I took the leap of faith, and I love to thank him for it. I want to encourage you, go log on to johnjubilee.com. That's johnjubilee.com. And see why people say my program is simple, it's scientific, it's sustainable, and it's real transformation for real people. I'm John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority. I'm changing this world one person at a time, and I want to start with you.
Making the doctors healthy, John Jubilee on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Nashville talks about Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, welcome back. This is John Jubilee, and it is the joy of my life to share transformation with you. Transformation is getting healthy at a cellular level. It's number one, getting hydrated, getting that cell to become porous. Those cellular membranes can be as hard as a marble on the outside, and even if we're drinking plenty of water, the water can bounce off and not uptake into that cell at all. And next thing you know, the body starts to become dehydrated. Just picture what happens to a raisin. A raisin, it starts as a grape, right? It's really hydrated. plenty of hydration, but all you have to do is take the water out of a nice juicy grape and it becomes a raisin. Picture your organs as nice, plump, juicy, hydrated grapes, and next thing you know, they get dehydrated and turn into raisins. Well, as they shrivel up like that, those mitochondria that are inside the cell that are supposed to be powered like a thermonuclear power plant, they get shut down because they don't have what they need to function. Much like your car, think about your automobile, which is not even mostly water. Take the water out of your car and go on a trip down the highway. You're not going to make it very far until the car becomes overheated and shuts down. That's what happens to the human body. That's what happens to our organs when we're dehydrated. And it gets worse. Our bodies produce up to 30,000 chemical reactions. That's right. We are filled with many, many, many chemicals and chemical reactions in our bodies. That's why, think about what pharmaceutical companies, what do they use to produce a drug? A chemical. A drug is just a chemical or a combination of chemicals that are put into your body to chemically react in a way with the human body, hopefully to offset a symptom. Now realize every chemical reaction that is put in through a drug is only going to synthetically or artificially counteract a symptom. It will not cure the symptom. It will only take away. It will only take away the symptom or the, think about it this way, folks. If you break your ankle and the bone is really broken, but they fill you up with a bunch of morphine, you don't feel like you have a broken bone. That's because of the chemical reaction to the morphine with your brain and your body. You don't feel like you're injured. But are you injured? Yes. Your foot is crushed. Your bones are broken. So just because you get an artificial stimulation from an outside chemical, it doesn't mean anything is healed in your human body. And that's how it is when we take medication for high blood pressure or hypertension or diabetes, or all these things do is offset a symptom. There is no cure that is taking place through the medicine. It is only offsetting a symptom. What I teach in transformation is how to actually help a cell to get healthy. And when a cell gets healthy, everything around it becomes healthy as well. That's why you could go log on to johnjubilee.com. And I tell people, don't even take my word for it. Don't take anyone's word for it, except for empirical anecdotal evidence. And what is empirical anecdotal evidence? It's what a real person said really happened to them. It is their true experience. That is the only indisputable evidence in the world, is a person's spoken experience. And that's why when you listen to somebody that's had a John Jubilee transformation experience, they're not reading off of a script. They're not saying what they were told to say. They are just sharing from their heart what their true experience was. And that's why you will just hear me over and over sharing experiences and true anecdotal empirical evidence of real people for almost the past 20 years that I have personally witnessed and walked through their transformations with them, to see them get healthy at a cellular level, to get well, to overcome what other people said could not be overcame. Like my superstar hero, Teresa, who was in a wheelchair with spina bifida. And her doctor personally told her, I do not think you would benefit from a transformation program. Well, thankfully, she had a mom that fiercely loved her And she had quite a bit of tenacity within herself. And they chose to go ahead and do the transformation program together anyway. And do you know that this young woman, heroically, from her wheelchair, she lost her acne, she lost her inflammation, and she lost 37 inches sitting in a wheelchair doing the John Jubilee transformation experience. Now that is a powerful testimony. And if that young woman can do it sitting in a wheelchair, my question to you would be, why not you? What is your excuse that you have used to hold yourself back? And would you consider cracking the doorway of possibility to say, wait a minute, if a girl in a wheelchair with spina bifida and on multiple medications can do it and come off of medications and lose 37 inches when she can't even walk one step, what's my excuse for not trying to get in optimal health at a cellular level? Do you know there's another gentleman? He will share his story. And again, I tell you, just listen to real people share their real stories. He lost 101 pounds of fat in 88 days. And when he began his 88-day transformation, his diabetes was so severe he had to take 3 insulin shots a day, self-injected, into his abdomen. And guess what? At the end of 88 days, he lost 101 pounds of fat and needed 0 insulin injections to go into that belly. That's a real story, anecdotal evidence, empirical evidence of a real person that did a real transformation in real life. What is your situation? Is it arthritis? Is it irritable bowel syndrome? Is it gout? Is it sleep apnea? Or maybe you just have a hard time sleeping? Do you realize that sleeplessness has literally reached epidemic proportions in the United States of America? So many people cannot sleep. And it is truly tied to health at the cellular level. It's not just that you have a lot of things on your mind and you can't sleep. Everything is tied to these 30,000 chemical reactions that go on in our body. Do you know that vitamin D, which is not really scientifically a vitamin, it's actually a hormone, but if you do not have vitamin D, you can't sleep. That's right. Vitamin D is a precursor in the chemical reaction cycle in your body,
arms,
that helps your face and arms go to sleep 20 minutes a day.
It is the equivalent of 50,000.
And if you don't have it, you're not going to be able to sleep.
Of vitamin D.
But guess what? The number one source of vitamin D is
in the natural sunlight.
Sunlight, unexposed.
So even if you're taking,
and I'm just talking 20 to 30
doses
minutes,
of vitamin
if you
D,
just 20 to 30 minutes a day
having
get
any
in the
natural
sunlight,
sunlight,
your body is not going
with
to have
no
the
sunscreen
absorption.
On, so then
your body can
the
produce
vitamin D.
The healthy amount.
If you
of
would just get
D
out in the sun,
even in the cold,
look at the cycle that's happened in America. We started using sunscreens about 20, 30 years ago, and next thing you know, people's vitamin D level goes down because we're blocking the healthy rays of the sun. And now people can't sleep. And what happens when you can't sleep? You get grumpy. You get depressed. And now you need antidepressant medication. And that's why about 1 out of 4 to 1 out of 5 people in the United States of America is on a mood-altering drug. It is this chemical reaction cycle just because we're not healthy at the cellular level, and we can be. There's a natural way to get healthy at the cellular level. Go log on to johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. Listen to real stories. Listen to what the doctors are saying. It's simple. It's scientific. It's sustainable. It's for your whole life, for real people like you and me. I'm John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority. I'm changing this world one person at a time, and I want to start with you.
He is John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority, exclusively on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
News, politics, and entertainment. It's all right here on The Dennis Miller Show, weekdays at noon.
On Super Talk 99.7
WTN.
Awesome and amazing morning. Hey, welcome back. Oh, my word. You should see the, I just got texted some before and after pictures by one of my clients from another state, and I am just like, wow. And I'm going to actually, I'm texting him right now while we're talking, saying, hey, why don't you send those to the website, and we'll post those today. So if you haven't been on there before, go check out johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com, and it's always awesome to see and hear from real people. You know, folks like even my my Super Talk station producer, Jonathan Melcher, this guy, oh my word, he put himself right out there, folks. He was the first guy to do it, you know, as a 25-year-old young man. He looked skinny, you know, he looked great. He looked great in clothes. Nobody would have looked at him and said, hey, that guy needs to lose any weight. But after he was on the show for a while and producing the show, he decided to do his own transformation. And oh my word, this guy was just fearless because he had so much faith. And you can hear his own story on a lot of the podcasts where he's already, you know, spoken, you know, boldly. And I might see if we can, you know, get him to share a little bit more, a little post transformation, you know, maybe even later today. I'll catch him in between one of the breaks and see if he'd be willing to do that for you. But you can see his pictures, his before and after pictures. And people of all ages have looked at him and said, I get it. Looking at that guy's pictures make me understand the difference between weight loss and transformation. Because in clothes, Jonathan just looked like a regular 25-year-old young man. But man, when he pulled off that shirt, he looked like he swallowed a pumpkin. In fact, you know, everybody teased him, hey, man, were you sticking that belly out? And he told him, nope, he just was being his real self. But 88 days later, go look at this guy's pictures. Are you kidding me? I mean, he is lean and mean, muscular. I mean, mean in a good way. He's muscular mean. He's lean and muscular and healthy, and you can just see that healthier glow about him. And he got healthy at a cellular level. And the side effect of getting healthy at a cellular level is you lose your fat, your skin gets tight. That's right. Let me say that again. Your skin gets tight. Everybody say it together. Skin gets tight. Skin gets tight. Because I love to demystify. And it is a myth that when you lose fat, it's a myth that when you lose fat, that your skin will sag. It is not a myth that when you lose weight, your skin will sag. There were some clients that actually they just called in last week, and you could you know, see their story on johnjubilee.com. But they shared that several of their family members had done extreme weight loss programs, and their skin was so sagging, they had to have that surgery where they go in and literally just cut their skin off, you know, like cutting off extra material from a garment that you're making. Ouch, that cannot be fun. But on the John Jubilee Transformation Experience, I have had clients lose 175 pounds of fat, 250 pounds of fat, and their skin is tight as a drum. Tight, firm, radiant, glowing. That's right. And I love, 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 love to say when my clients call in and share those testimonials, come on, that sounds too good to be true. But it is true. It is true. They're just sharing their real experience. I had one man, and again, I don't even say, don't take my word for any of this stuff. Be skeptical. Please be skeptical. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. But you go check out a story of a man 64 years old. So that's not a spring chicken. But if you're a transformation, you got a lot more spring in your step at 64, 74, 84 than you would if you don't. But at 64 years old, he went from a 56-inch waist to a 32-inch waist. Let's do the math. That's 2 feet. That's 2 feet he lost. 2 feet, 24 inches. Now, you would think that man would have sagging skin, right? Come on. We all would think that if all we knew was normal weight loss programs. Because on any normal weight loss program, you know, let's just all get smart together, shall we? Let's all become scientists together and just search for the truth that is known. Every weight loss program, the first 10 pounds you lose is what? Water. Let's all say it together, water. So, you know, why waste the first week or two just to lose 10 pounds of water? If you just want to lose 10 pounds of water, might as well be fast about it. Go sit in a sauna, lose 10 pounds of water. Now, I'm being humorous when I say that because it's not even healthy to lose 10 pounds of water. You need your healthy hydration. The earth is mostly water. You're supposed to be mostly water. We are created to be mostly water, but most of us are severely dehydrated. That's why we always, the first thing we do in our assessments with all the transformers that we help is we measure their hydration level. And we find that most people are severely dehydrated, severely dehydrated. The great news is, though, is everyone gets hydrated. And when you get hydrated, you get healthy at a cellular level. It is the first step. The second step is to build your lean, healthy muscle mass and lose the inches you're supposed to lose by metabolizing your fat in a natural way by eating real food. And that is another myth, is that you have to be on a restricted diet. The only two things that I teach, do not eat during your build the house phase. And what is build the house phase? Build the house phase is build the house. You're the house. We're going to build your house. We're going to make it healthy. We're going to make it healthy from the ground up, from the inside out. At a cellular level, you're going to get healthy. We're going to build the muscle. We're going to burn the fat. We're going to build some healthy bone density. We're going to tighten that skin like shrink wrap. We're going to get healthy. We're going to see what your real genetic blueprint is. The only two things I don't want you to eat during build the house is sugar and white flour. But guess what? You can eat all the other foods that you like because God gave you taste buds, because food tastes good. And that's why it's a myth that you cannot eat foods that you love and that you have to cut out, you know, 55 things out of your diet. Not true. Juicing is a joke. Juicing is a joke. Are you kidding me? God gave you teeth because you're supposed to be chewing your food, not drinking it. You know, if we were made to drink every meal, there's no reason to have teeth. We would all just have gums and we'd all be having big gummy smiles towards each other because we wouldn't need those teeth to chew any food. But we've got teeth because we're supposed to be chewing and enjoying our food. And if you, come on, folks, tell me someone that's been juicing for 5 years. You can't do it. If it's not sustainable, it's not real. If it's not sustainable, it's not real. What I teach is simple. It's scientific, it's sustainable, it's real transformation for real people, and you can really do it for your whole life. Pregnant people can do it, disabled people can do it, athletes that want to optimize their strength and their overall physical fitness can do it, people that just want to get healthy. Maybe you've had a disease or arthritis or sleep issues. If you get healthy at a cellular level, doesn't it make sense that your body's going to be at ease and you can rest and you can enjoy life, that you can be an active participant in life and not a spectator only. That's why it is the joy of my life to get to come to people and share transformation. You know, just yesterday, it was so, folks, I can't even exaggerate the joy that's in my heart when yesterday I had a room of 100 people that were beginning their transformation. 100 people exactly. Isn't that interesting? There was exactly 100 chairs in the room, and every chair was filled. So I had 100 people yesterday at the Cool Springs Marriott in Tennessee. For those of you that are listening from, I know we've just picked up a new radio audience, the Carolinas and Kentucky, Alabama, all those folks around there. But we do these jump starts at the Cool Springs Marriott for our VIPs. And we had 100 people that were beginning their journey yesterday. And that is so joyful to know their lives will be forever changed in just 88 days. They're going to be healthy at a cellular level, and you'll be seeing them post their stories, their pictures, their insights of their anecdotal empirical evidence that maybe they're going to say what thousands of others have said, that we were cured of arthritis, we were cured of diabetes, we were cured of sleep apnea, we were cured of gout. All of our joint pain went away. The neck and back pain went away. Our hormones got balanced, and we got our joyful personality back. On johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. I want to encourage you, take a step to care about yourself, to honor yourself. Maybe you can build your house this year. Can you? Yes, you can. Will you? That's up to you. I'm John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority, changing this world one person at a time, and I want to start with you.
Lose fat, get healthy, and find your joy. You're listening to America's Transformation Authority on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Lots of issues,
lots of talk. Ralph Bristol gives you the first word on the important stuff.
Mornings from 5 till 9
on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, I am so joyful to be with you today and to be sharing transformation. Something that's simple, that's scientific, that is sustainable, which is optimal health at a cellular level. I'm the demystifier. There are so many myths out there about health and wellness. And do you know that there are literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of books on diet and nutrition and health and wellness and fitness? And all of the books are, they're 200 to 300 pages, every single one. And they basically all say, totally different, types of thing. One says, eat all this. One says, eat all that. One says, don't eat anything. Eat all your food. One says, lift heavy. One says, lift hard. One says, lift fast. One says, lift slow. I mean, how confusing, is this out here? It's almost like it is literally strategically confusing, so that we don't know what to do, so that we have to go and buy the next book, the next diet, the next program, and we just keep going on that treadmill. It's very much like, one of my clients that was a nursing director at Baptist Hospital, 20 years, 100 pounds overweight. She literally had spent $60,000 on weight loss. I said, how in the world do you spend $60,000 on weight loss? And she really did. She listed out Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig, the Metafast diet, the HCG, the Phentermine. I mean, she just went on and on and on and on about every one of these programs. Some programs with shots, medically supervised. And basically, every diet, every program she did, it started to work for a minute, but it never worked for her life. It was not sustainable at any time. And when she came into me, I just told her just plain and simple, said, I wouldn't take your money for anything. But if you could make two simple commitments to me, Heather, I can make a commitment to you. She said, what are the commitments? And she was as skeptical as you can imagine. And I said, you have to commit when I give you these 10 things to do that you'll actually do these 10 things and that you'll do them for the whole 88 days. And I said, you've got to commit to build that house. She said, John, I don't believe it's going to work for me. She said, I have been this size since high school. And I said, Heather, I got great news for you. You don't have to believe, because the John Jubilee Transformation Experience, my program is like jumping off the Empire State Building. You don't have to believe you're going to hit the ground. You will hit the ground. You don't have to believe you're going to lose that fat. You will lose that fat. She said, well, I can make those two commitments, but I don't believe. I said, that's all right. Let's just get started. Well, I'm happy to tell you that was 4 years ago. Heather lost 106 pounds of fat. She bought her first bikini that she ever owned in her life at 46 years old. And she never gained back a pound. And her skin is healthy and tight and radiant. Yes. Does that sound too good to be true? Absolutely. And that's the world that I live in. I live in a world for almost two decades of thousands and thousands of people that one after another share stories that sound too good to be true. But when someone has had an experience, in the science world, that is called anecdotal empirical evidence. It is indisputable and irrefutable. And when people stand up and say, I had a cancerous tumor and it disappeared, I had arthritis and it went away. I had diabetes and now I don't need insulin anymore. I had gout. My doctor said I would always have it, but now it's gone. My skin was saggy and now it's tight. That is their testimony, because that is their experience. And it is the joy of my life to get to share something that's so simple that I teach people a way to live. 10 simple technologies of how to transform themselves at a cellular level to get healthy from the inside out. And the powerful impact that that has on our chemical makeup of our body. We are filled with 30,000 chemical reactions and many chemicals in our body. And as those chemicals move, it affects everything in our life, especially how we feel and behave. If your spouse was abducted by a terrorist and shot full of drugs, would they act like themselves or someone else? Someone else, of course they would. And so would you, and so would I. That's what happens as our hormones get out of balance. We begin to act like someone we are not. But there is such a simple, simple, simple solution to it. And I learned this when I was working on two medical studies with women that were menopausal, postmenopausal, and perimenopausal. So that's just before, during, and after menopause. And I learned that these women, that this was impacting every area of their life, how they related to their spouse, how they related to their children, how they related to their coworkers. And doesn't that make sense? Well, no wonder. The chemical reactions going on inside these women were causing them to behave in a way that was not really their real self. Well, I had 138 of these women that were assigned to me during the study. 138 out of 138 women got healthy at a cellular level. And when they got healthy at a cellular level, the side effects were they lost their fat, Their skin became tight and radiant, but lo and behold, their personality became joyful and humorous and back to what it was when they were more like a high school girl. I had so many of the husbands call me and have the same quote, "Hey, John, that woman that's living in my house today, I haven't seen her in 25 years. Thank you for sending her back." That's right, because of chemical reactions in a person's body. Now, on a humorous note, do you know that I got asked to leave that medical study because I found out it was not a good thing in a medical study to help 138 people with no medicine, with no pills, to get healthy at a cellular level when they were trying to prove that women needed drugs and chemicals to get healthy. Pretty funny, right? It's funny and it's sad. The good news is I learned something powerful that you can benefit from. You can benefit from the fact that I know from anecdotal empirical evidence that women who are dealing with hormonal issues can get healed at a cellular level. They can get well, they can get healthy, and they can have some amazing side effects, which we're used to side effects always being negative, right? And if you think I'm not right, go read the side effects on any medication that's in your cabinet right now. Side effects including, you know, nausea, vomiting, migraines, headaches, joint pain, up to and including death. Those are the side effects on virtually every medication, you know, that is in your cabinet right now. But the side effect of a transformation is you lose your fat, your skin becomes tight and radiant, your cells get healthy, the mitochondria fires, your adiponectin, your serotonin, your dopamine levels go up, which means you're never going to get Alzheimer's. You're never going to get Alzheimer's. You're never going to get Parkinson's disease. Impossible, scientifically impossible to get Alzheimer's disease or Parkinson's disease with a healthy level of serotonin and dopamine. And do you know that right now in America, that one out of every two people, if you're going to live to be over 85 years old, the way you're living right now in America, you are guaranteed to have dementia or Alzheimer's. That's right. That is a scientific statistic. And if you want to guarantee that you'll never have Alzheimer's or dementia, get a healthy serotonin dopamine level by having optimal health at a cellular level. You're made a very wonderful, magnificent, complex, and yet simple way of how to live your life the way that you're designed to live. And that's what I teach, optimal health at a cellular level. Simple, scientific, sustainable. JohnJubilee.com. JohnJubilee.com. When you get home from riding around in your car today, or if you're at home, just jot it down. JohnJubilee.com. You go log on, do your own research, make a decision. You can be the best you possible in 2014. You don't have to wait another year. You don't have to wait for another resolution. You can be the best you possible. I'm going to be here for you. I've been here for two decades. I'm not going anywhere. I want to change the world, and I want to start with you.
Super Talk 99.7 WTN presents John Jubilee, America's transformation authority. He's a trainer to the stars, speaker, and fat loss expert, and he's here to help you lose that fat, get healthy, and find your joy. John's not going to try and sell you gimmicks or gadgets. He's going to help you understand what you really want to accomplish, but without hating the process. If you want to talk to John, call now at 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-WWTN. Here he is, John Jubilee.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, welcome back. If you missed the first part of the show, I just want to give you just a quick recap. It's always the joy of my life to get to share transformation with you. And transformation is all about giving you something that's simple, that's scientific, that's sustainable, something that's real, that you can really do for your whole life, and that's not a myth. I am the demythifier, and I love to just share real truth with people. And why? Because I lived for about 10 years of my life, you know, on that crazy, crazy cycle that many of us have been on of trying to lose weight. And that's all we knew. That's all we heard is weight loss, weight loss, weight loss, weight loss. Well, I didn't really know that, you know, weight loss was actually unhealthy. And why? Because if you lose weight, the first weight you always lose is water. The next weight we lose is muscle. Well, if you lose water and muscle, you're going to weigh less and look worse. And that's what happened to me, friends. But I'm happy to tell you that after 10 years of doing it all the wrong way, doing all the same things you guys have done, I learned, wow, this 10 technology transformation really works. And I am sitting here 2 decades later, never gained back a pound of fat, haven't been sick in 17 years, and I got something that's real. I'm going to pick up a caller right now on the phone. Good afternoon, Dale. Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. How are you doing, sir?
Well, I am doing extraordinary. How are you?
Need your help.
All right. Well, what's your situation?
Oh, okay. Now, I called you 3 months ago, spoke with you on the radio. You gave me a number to your associates. I called them, spoke with them. Now, with all due respect, sir, I'm probably going to be your biggest skeptic.
I love it. I love you already, Dale.
Now, with all due respect again, you proved me wrong. I'm former bodybuilder. I'm 61 years old almost, former pro boxer. You proved me wrong, and I will be your biggest asset.
All right.
If you don't prove me wrong, I will be your worst nightmare.
All right. I'll take the challenge.
I just said it just up in front.
I love it. I love that, brother. I love it up in front like that. And Dale, I love it. I love it that you're saying it publicly. And man, if you want to really go to the mat, so to speak, being a pro boxer, you know, you'll get that. You know, you ought to do what Jonathan Meltzer did. You know, our 25-year-old radio producer here, that guy just put it up there up front and realized that if it wouldn't have worked, guess what? We'd have looked pretty bad, wouldn't we?
Yes, sir. And see, I've been in the film and TV business also.
Awesome.
I retired stuntman. Got a lot of injuries. But I tell you what, I don't get a cold. I don't get the flu, and I've never had a flu shot.
Well, you just sound like an all-around tough guy to me, man. Been a boxer, been a stuntman.
Well, sir, let me tell you this. I've been basically homeless for going on 3 years. I do have a 27-foot RV. I'm way up around Hartsville out in the woods running off poachers for a friend. And I have no electricity, no heat. I've been down to 6 below. It's been hard. But I do want to tell you this. I do believe in what you're saying from things that I've learned as a bodybuilder with nutrition and this, that, and the other. We just learned a lot of wrong ways.
Well, sure. Well, Dale, what in the world are you doing out in the middle of nowhere living in an RV with no electricity and no heat? What's up with that, brother?
I had nowhere to go, and this guy has 5 acres, and he needed somebody to kind of run poachers off, and he was supposed to get electricity for me in the first 2 months, and it's been May will be 3 years. As soon as I can, if I can find some way to go, I'm getting out of here.
Now wait a minute, Dale. You've been living in the United States of America for 3 years with no electricity
and no water. Yes, sir. I'm so blessed that today, you know, it's been warm and I've had jugs of water that were frozen and all my fruit. And I'm on a special diet because I got diverticulosis. And it's getting better because I eat a lot of fruit and raw vegetables. But with the weather being like it's been, everything I have is frozen.
Well, brother, I'm glad you got a good attitude. You can laugh at it. So tonight,
oh, hey, my Father in heaven takes care of me. I don't know how, but he does.
So now how are you listening to me on the radio?
I'm sitting in a vehicle with the car engine.
No. You are you serious?
Yes, sir.
Well, Dave,
you wanna
All right, I believe you, brother.
I do believe in what you're saying. I don't understand it very fully, but I do believe it. But I was just annoyed that your people didn't call me back. And I'm waiting on a disability claim to come through for 4 years now.
Oh, no.
And if, you know, people get it that don't need it, and then here's somebody. I got 18 messed up vertebrae.
Okay.
Both hips, both shoulders. I do believe, and this is for your listeners, I do believe what you say. I got rotator cuff damage, everything. I do believe that this can be reversed.
All right. Well,
from what you say, I'm not overweight. I'm 6'1.5". I weigh about 212. I could lose 10 pounds, but I'm not overweight.
Sure.
But I've got a lot of injuries that need to be addressed.
Sure.
And I really do believe, for your listeners, I do believe what you say is the right path.
Okay. Well, Dale, I tell you what, when I get ready to go to put you on hold, stay on the line. Okay, stay on the line because I'll make sure that my personal assistant, Bridget Morris, calls you back.
Yeah, that's okay. Who I talk to.
Well, I thought you said, how'd you talk to her if she didn't call you back?
3 months ago.
Oh, you talked to her 3 months ago. Okay.
Yes, after I got off the air on with you.
Okay. All right.
And
so,
see,
so you talked to
her. And for your listeners, that made me a disbeliever.
Gotcha.
I kept listening to your show every week, and okay. I'm going, the guy knows what he's saying. He knows what he's saying.
Okay. Well, good. Well, Dale, I'm glad you hung in there with us. And can I just ask you, would you please forgive us for not following up with you the way that you expected us to?
Well, I already did that or I wouldn't be talking to you.
All right. All right. Well, thank you. And can I just share with you, Dale, that, you know what, we were not prepared for the response. You know, we were really, truly just not prepared for the response that we've gotten from the radio. And, you know, now you probably don't have a TV in that car, but, you know, now we're on Fox television. And so
yeah, I got a TV and I've had no electricity.
Oh, it's tough to watch without electricity.
But you know what? I understand that mistakes happen. And with what you just said, you get the response you get. I mean, you're probably overwhelmed.
Yeah, in a good way, Dale. I mean, in a good way. And of course, as you know, I'm here because I love helping people. I love helping people, and I
keep hearing you say that.
And my whole staff does too. They really do. I'm telling you what they worked for 12 hours yesterday helping a room full of 100 new people getting rolling in the program. And man, let's get you in there with that. Let's get you in there with that next group and get you rolling, man.
Well, let me tell you something, sir. I can, you know, we get this done. I can be a national asset for you. You know, like what you say, being a witness.
Well, Dale, you already, you know, just the fact that you are, that you take the action that you can take. You know, you're going out to a car, starting a car, turning on a radio, getting on your cell phone, you know, that tells me a lot about who you are as a man.
And I got a wonderful day. It's about 49 degrees. I've been living in round zero, and I did make it through 6 below zero. And I'm not bragging on myself. I'm just saying I'm thankful to Father that he has brought me through this.
Well,
because
well me too,
in
Dale.
A couple of years, I'm going to be leaving this United States. I'll be going to home where I've never been before, and that's Israel.
All right. Well, awesome. Well, awesome.
I've already shared your story with other people, and I got a friend that's a Vietnam vet, and he is 5'9", about 270 pounds. He's got the hard flesh on his gut.
Yep.
The hard fat, and he has heart trouble, and I've already explained enough to him to where he's coming to you.
Great. Well, you know what's interesting, Dale? Just on today, while I was on the radio today, and you've probably heard this guy call in, he sounds just like your buddy, Don Allen. You know, he's a black belt martial arts expert, and he had that hard visceral fat, you know, big hard belly, and man, you wouldn't believe the transformation that happened with this guy. Gained his muscle.
Oh, it feels like steel.
Yep. See, that's the most dangerous situation, Dale, a man can have, because that means all his fat is underneath, suffocating those organs.
Right, I understand that.
Wow. Well, hey, Dale, I'm going to ask you a favor, if you would, brother. Hang on the line, because I'm getting ready to go to a break here, but I want to make sure to get your personal number, okay? And me and Bridget will follow up with you this week, okay, brother?
Yes, sir. I sure appreciate it.
All right. Well, man, I'm going to look forward to meeting you. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Now, I'm way up around Macon County. It's kind of going to be hard for me to get down there wherever you are, but I'll try to find a way.
All right. Well, maybe we'll have to send a chopper in there to excavate you out of there. Something.
Yeah.
We'll get her done. Okay. Well, you hang on the line, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. All right. Well, friends, I want to encourage you to, if you're getting out of your car, just go log on to johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. We're changing this world one person at a time, and we want to start with you.
Now is the time to start. Call John at 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-WWTN. Phil Valentine.
Smart and funny, good combination. Hope to hear more.
Afternoons at 3 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Awesome and amazing morning. Actually, what am I saying? Morning to my L.A. people. I just had a text there from L.A., and it's a little bit earlier there. So great afternoon to all of our listeners today. Thank you for joining us so much. It's the joy of my life to share with you something that's simple, it's scientific, that's sustainable. You can really do it for your whole life. And for those of you that keep, we're getting a lot of messages asking for the website. It's johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. And there is an H in John because my mama didn't knock the H out of me. johnjubilee.com. So go log on there. I'm going to pick up a caller right now. Andy, good afternoon. Thanks for your call.
You're welcome. Thank you, John, for taking my call.
What's your story?
Well, I'm one of your new transformers. Today is day 14. I thought it was 13. I looked it up. It's 14.
All right.
And I had about 6 days prior to that jump start week.
Okay.
And I've lost 19 pounds so far.
Andy, you have not.
I have.
Come on.
Yep. Sure have.
Andy, now that sounds too good to be true, brother.
Well, my lifestyle was really bad. Ate too much, drank too much, didn't exercise at all, and now I'm getting to where the exercise is getting a little easier, and the weight's coming off. I've still got a ways to go. I'm at 241 this morning. My blood pressure's down. My blood sugar's down. I'm off the blood pressure medicine altogether.
Andy, come on, 2 weeks?
2 weeks, absolutely. You can ask my wife. My wife's on the program, too. We met you not this Saturday, but the Saturday before, Andy and Bethany Roderick.
Yes.
Australian G'day hat.
Yes, yes. Oh, never forget that. Well, Andy, you know, I'm kind of having a little bit of fun with you because it really is. You realize how joyful it is from where I'm sitting to be able to say that sounds too good to be true.
Well, that's your job, isn't it?
That is my job. But you know what? I mean, Andy, put yourself in someone that's not where you are today. I mean, just think just a few months ago, if one of your friends walked up to you and said that to you, they said, hey, I've been on this program for 2 weeks. I'm off my high blood pressure medication. My blood sugar's down. I'm losing more than a pound of fat a day.
Yeah. I would probably say they're crazy and walk off.
Exactly. Especially if they were wearing one of those hats.
Yeah, especially if they're wearing
that.
Especially.
But Andy, isn't that joyful for you to know that, hey, you're doing something that's really working?
Well, I made up my mind. I'd listened to your show for probably 3 or 4 months, just on and off when I was driving. And I thought, you know, he's got the right idea. I have to change my lifestyle or I'm not going to be here for my family, my grandkids. And starting at the cellular level is the right way to go. It makes sense.
Yes.
And, you know, I decided I was going to change my life. And I knew I had to commit to a program. And when I signed up, I knew this was the program I was going to commit to. I got 10 weeks to go, and I'm going to hit my goal. I want to be 190 pounds at 6'1½", roughly.
Well, you're going to get there, man. And hopefully, you know, I'd hate for you to have to get a new hat, you know, if you lost any weight in that head.
Well, I'm a pretty good fat head, so I doubt that's going to happen.
I don't know. We're going to have to keep an eye on that.
Yeah, I told Scott, I said, Scott, I'm going to be one of your transformers that he wants to put to work, and I'm going to go to work with him on the radio.
Oh, Andy, you know what? That makes my heart smile. That makes my heart smile. You know, that just after a few weeks in, you know, that you would even say something like that.
Well, I couldn't figure out how I could fit into your organization. And when I was at that meeting Saturday before last, I said, that's it. The voice.
Yes. Yes. Well, you know what? Well, Andy, you'll appreciate this. You know, yesterday, you know, because I do those every 2 weeks. Yesterday, we had 100 people in the room.
Wow.
100 people. And,
wow.
Man, is that not exciting? You know?
That is.
I mean, it was really, really, you know, I mean, it just, you know, it almost brings tears to my eyes to just realize, you know, how many, you know, people were just, you know, able to help and it just keeps growing.
Yeah. We've got 4 weeks. In 4 weeks, we're supposed to be back to see the one fella, and I can't remember his name, but he was worried about how he was going to get off medications and so on, and we all agreed to be back in 4 weeks. So it's not next weekend, but the weekend after that.
Well, and you know what's probably going to happen? When you come back, Andy, and if you would, because, see, now that you called in on the radio, everybody's going to want to track with you. You know, they're going to say, hey, I want to see how that guy's doing.
Well, I'm getting there. Sure.
Well, Andy, I'm gonna put you on the spot a little bit. You know, I'm going to ask you if you would you be willing that after you do your four week, would you be willing to, you know, put a little before picture and a 4 week? Did you take a before picture?
I did. I had my wife and I stood facing the camera and then one sideways because my gut sticks out so far. And that was part of what impressed me about your program, the idea that for every inch it sticks out past your chest, you're costing yourself 10 years of your life. And I need those 10 years.
Hey, come on, brother. Now, look, Andy, you're already doing it. You're on the radio helping other men because they're going, wait a minute, what?
Well, hey. I'll tell you what, if I can do it, anybody can do it. Because I was absolutely in horrible shape. And my gut's already starting to flatten out. and my neck has gotten thinner, my face has gotten thinner, my fingers are even getting thinner to the point my wedding ring is almost falling off.
Wow.
Yep. Wow.
And you know what part of that is, Andy, and I'm sharing with you, but I'm also helping to teach, you know, our radio audience is, you know, what's happening is you're actually, as you get hydrated at a cellular level, you get the healthy hydration, your body stops the unhealthy water retention and inflammation starts to leave your body. So you're leaving, the inflammation is going, and obviously, hey, 19 pounds of fat. Now you know, but why don't you give a little description for our radio listeners of what 19 pounds of fat looks like?
Well, 19 pounds of fat looks like a duffel bag.
That's right.
It's absolutely, if you, a tube of bologna is about, a small tube of bologna that's, you know, the type you see in the deli window is about 5 to 7 pounds, and it's full, almost four of those. So you can figure you'd fill a duffel bag with those guys.
There you go. There you go. So when you're losing that much fat, that's going to make your wedding ring get a little bit loose.
Yep. Now, I will warn your listeners, don't do the shuffle until you lose the weight. I tried it, and I put a blister on my foot, and the next day walking was a real fun trip.
Hey, now be careful now. You can't give any of the intellectual property out over the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to give away the secrets, but...
That's okay.
Got to follow the program.
That's right. That's right. Well, good. Well, that actually would be very good if you would share when you come in for your 4 week. You know, okay. Share that with everybody. Say, hey, John was really right. He said, don't do this until this point.
Yep.
So share that with the people that are in the program.
I will, and sorry about that. Didn't mean to let cat out of the bag.
That's all right. You know what? They'll probably all be going, what is that? Maybe I better call and do it then.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, Andy, can I ask you, what was it for you? Because obviously you're having a great result and great success, and you sound terrific. Your results are amazing. But what was it that finally got you to take the step to do your own personal transformation?
I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I just didn't want to live that way anymore. Mm-hmm. I want to be healthy. I want to be happy. I don't want to feel bad when I get up. I want to feel like I'm looking forward to the next day, not saying, oh my God, I've got to get up.
Yeah. And Andy, if I can just ask you this, but what was it? Obviously, there's thousands of programs out there. There's thousands of diets. What was it that made you choose to do the transformation?
Every other diet I've tried, I've failed. And the reason why is I'd lose 30 pounds and I'd put them on the next year. And it's just been a yo-yo, and yo-yos don't work. It had to be a program that's a change of life, not just a change of diet for the next X number of months, you know?
Yep. And Andy, I got to ask you, this is the million-dollar question. Is this really something you can do for the rest of your life?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm just building for the future and can't wait to get to where I don't have to, you know, drive myself crazy worrying about my health anymore.
There you go.
No more pills, no more medications. I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. Well, Andy, you got about 30 seconds. I'm going to let you start your radio career right now, and you tell the listeners who can do it.
If you want to get better, if you want to feel better, lose weight, and gain muscle, you've got to get on the John Jubilee Transformation Program right now.
All right, brother, you're hired. Thank you so much. Thanks for your call today. I'll see you in a couple weeks.
Thank you, John. Look forward to it.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Well, folks, you can log on to johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. I'm John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority, changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
He helps make athletes stronger and the stars look better. John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
News, politics, and entertainment. It's all right here on The Dennis Miller Show, weekdays at noon.
On Super Talk 99.7
WTN.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, if you got to catch that last caller, I just want to encourage you. Let's hold those great feet to the fire. I mean, Andy is launched out there. He's doing a transformation. He got off to a great start. But isn't it fun for you as listeners? You can watch someone else. If you are a normal person, you have doubts. You have fears. You have anxiety when it comes to your health and your weight. All of us do. I can tell you that for myself, just like what Andy said, that was me. That was me 2 decades ago, was I did not want to fail one more time. I did not want to fail one more time. I had failed so many times in the past. I just did not want to fail one more time. And oh my goodness, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that I didn't fail. I transformed. I got healthy at a cellular level. And then I just began to share my experience with people around me. And for the next 10 years, I helped people for free. For the next 10 years, I helped people for free. Now, friends, you cannot have a more pure heart of sharing an experience when all you do is help people for free. I was in the banking industry. If you've been listening to the show for any amount of time, or you've been on our johnjubilee.com website, you know my story. I was in banking for 21 years, and it wasn't until Dave Ramsey actually, I helped people for 10 years for free, hundreds and hundreds of people. And that's where I became an expert, spending about 6 days a week, every single day, 6 hours a day, 6 days a week, helping people transform, because I was very blessed. I had a great staff in my banking business, but it wasn't until Dave Ramsey sat me down about 6-7 years ago and said, John Jubilee, you got to go full-time in health and wellness. You're going to change the world. And he so generously, as I call him one of America's heroes, he gave me his staff, his department heads to build my business plan, which I did. But he compelled me to leave a 21-year career to be here for you so that I could help you to transform. I could help you get healthy at a cellular level. Hey, there's a million weight loss programs out there. There's a million diets out there. I'm not a weight loss program and I'm not a diet. I'm a way to get healthy at a cellular level, to transform, to find your true genetic blueprint, to gain your lean, healthy muscle, building your house. You are a house. We're going to build your house. Lose your fat, lose the inches. And when I say find your joy, I mean find your joy. And why? Because I know when you get healthy at a cellular level, your healthy levels of the chemicals that your body needs to be functioning at optimal levels, mentally, spiritually, physiologically, anatomically, serotonin, dopamine, adiponectin, those levels go up. I just had a transformer that won an award from the physician of President Bush, because this man had such a dramatic transformation, and I'm going to have him on the show with me next week, and you can hear him tell the story. But he had such a dramatic transformation, his doctor literally asked him, have you had human growth hormone or testosterone therapy during this last year? And he said, no, all I did was the John Jubilee transformation experience. And he said, "You, for someone to have these types of dramatic turnaround results, it would usually take something way extreme like human growth hormone and testosterone therapy." Well, how is that possible, friends? It's very simple. When you get healthy at a cellular level, your body produces the natural testosterone it's designed to produce at any age.
at any age. I can tell you right now, you know, that I have the health and wellness, you know, literally of a college athlete. That is my life that I live. My wife, my beautiful wife, Jaina, who I lovingly say, because I think Faith Hill is an amazing singer and a beautiful woman, but I say my wife is prettier than Faith Hill. She really is, and she's older than Faith Hill. And I guarantee you she's heavier. She was heavier than Faith Hill ever was. My wife was 191 pounds non-pregnant. And you look at her today, my wife looks like a 25-year-old fitness model. Naturally, folks. Absolutely. And if you don't believe me, go look on the website. Oh, they're saying, what's the website? JohnJubilee.com. JohnJubilee.com. Go take a look. Take a look at the picture. We're at a charity event and take a look at her. And man, I'll tell you what, if that doesn't inspire you, nothing will. But the good news is that you can be in optimal health at a cellular level. You really can. And you can do it for your whole life. 9 years old, 94 years old, permanently disabled, professional athletes. It doesn't matter. You might just need to lose that last 10 pounds of fat, or maybe you don't have 1 pound of fat to lose, like many of my clients have zero fat to lose, but they want to actually gain healthy muscle and get healthy cells. That's who transformation is for. Go log on, johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. Take a look at it, because I'm changing this world one person at a time, and I want to start with you.
Making the doctors healthy. John Jubilee on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. It's what Nashville talks about. Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Awesome and amazing day. It's the joy of my life to share transformation and help people get healthy at a cellular level. And I definitely want to talk a little bit today about my dear friend and transformer, Kevin Max. That's right. Surprise. Now, Kevin probably can't hear me. I think he's in Jamaica. I think he's in Jamaica right now on a tour. Kevin is now the lead singer for Audio Adrenaline, and they're rocking the world this year. But Kevin used to be the lead singer for DC Talk. And he is a 5-time Grammy winner. And Kevin boldly, and by the way, folks, if you've been with me for any length of time or you've been on my website, you know, we work with some of the top celebrities in the world, but we never name drop a celebrity. We don't do it. And the only reason I'm mentioning Kevin today is, first of all, Kevin boldly all over his Facebook, and he boldly proclaims that the John Jubilee Transformation Experience revitalized his career. It got him back into the industry that he was Fat Elvis before he met me, and you know, he says that. That's not my quote, but Kevin lost 40 pounds of fat in 30 days. 40 pounds of fat in 30 days. And he looks amazing, and he's back being a lead singer in number one songs. And let me tell you what that dear brother and dear friend, and Kevin and I are actually neighbors now. We live in the same neighborhood, and I just, you know, love him and his family. And Kevin wrote us one of the theme songs that you hear when we go off the air, the Superman song. Guess who wrote it? Kevin Max. Yes, he did. And he gave it to us, folks, for free. Now, there's a lot of singers, a lot of artists in Nashville. You know what that means. That's a big deal. And I'm so grateful, and I'm so thankful, and I just so want to honor Kevin Max for that generosity. Well, Kevin found out. We just, you know, happened to be talking, and we were hooking up. And Kevin found out that Fox, who's doing the Super Bowl this year, Fox TV came and they gave us an amazing offer to have a Super Bowl commercial. Now, for those of you in advertising and so forth, that's kind of a big deal to get a Super Bowl commercial. And hey, I'm not even trying to be cool about it. You know, I'm in awe. You know, my jaw's dropping open. I'm in awe. Like, wow, really, we get to have a Super Bowl commercial? But when Kevin found out, you know, he just jumped in there and said, John, let me write you me write you a song. And so he took some of our, you know, cellular hydration and transformation revelation and, you know, some really cool lyrics in there. And I just want to give a shout out, you know, publicly and just say thank you, Kevin. Thank you. Because, man, he wrote us a crazy cool rock song with some amazing lyrics. And now I can't play it before the Super Bowl because they're saving it, you know, for the Super Bowl. But I'll play it for you next week. Next week we'll have it here at the radio station, and we'll let you listen to the song that that Kevin Max put together for us. Really cool. And I just wanted to shout out and give him a big thank you for doing that. And we'll give Fox a shout out too and say, hey, thank you guys so much for, you know, for thinking of us. And, you know, they could have gave the opportunity to anybody, but, you know, they really reached out to us. Our local guys, our local Fox Network guys, you know, made that opportunity happen for us. And we're very thankful and very appreciative. So thank you, Fox. Thank you, Fox Sports and the Fox Network for putting John Jubilee Transformations in the Super Bowl. We really appreciate it. And for those of you that are out running around, you know, probably after the fact, I know Coco O'Connor, my digital strategist, and, you know, my beloved Taylor and Coco, it's a couple. Taylor's the husband. You may have heard Taylor and Coco actually on our TV show, which is also on Fox, or on our website, which, you know, you can go kind of check out their story. But they were actually just here, and I think they just landed on a plane back in L.A. So I don't know if they're listening. They might be streaming through iHeartRadio, but a lot of love to Taylor and Coco. So great hanging with you guys, and thank you for helping us with 100 new people yesterday. At the Cool Springs Marriott that got started in the program. That was really joyful and really fun to get to help all those folks, you know, that were there. And friends, can I just share with you that, you know, there, you know, when I have these events, there's always people that just want to pop in and share. And, you know, I couldn't even make these stories up. I really could not. Just what I share with you in real life is just, it's overwhelmingly joyful. And one of the guys that just showed up yesterday, Michael Summer, he lost 150 pounds of fat. Now, that's a full-size person. He lost 150 pounds of fat, but he literally stood in front of that room of 100 people, and he shared that he was cured of diabetes, he was cured of his high blood pressure, he was cured of his arthritis. He could walk without a cane for the first time in 5 years. And the most he could walk with his cane prior to his transformation was 50 yards. And now Michael is able to go for a 5-mile walk from 50 yards to 5 miles. Now that's transformation. And you know why he's walking 5 miles? Because he can. Because he can, and he's enjoying life, and he can stop and smell the roses. But he literally broke down in tears when he shared, before his transformation, he could not lift his grandbaby. He couldn't lift his grandbaby. Well, now he can carry that grandbaby all over the place. And he has become a participant in life and not a spectator anymore. And how joyful is that? And Michael declared that, confirmed by two doctors, that he had a malignant tumor. And during his transformation, he was completely cured of cancer. His cancer went away. Now, did I tell Michael he was going to get cured of cancer? Absolutely not. But do I teach cellular health? Absolutely, I do. And all cancer is a deformed cell. And so as Michael's bad cells went away, and as his good cells actually transformed, they transformed. That's why I teach transformation. Your body's designed to transform every 88 days. Virtually every cell in your body transforms in 88 days. He was literally cured of cancer documented by two medical doctors. That was so joyful for him to stand in front of that room and to share his experience. And when someone shares an experience scientifically, that's called empirical evidence. It's an anecdotal testimony that is indisputable and irrefutable because it happened to a real person. It's not a claim that I make. I'm just sharing what a true experience of a true transformer was. And, you know, two tables over from them, another gentleman, very similar to Andy who called in. Hey, 30 days, he dropped 40 pounds of fat. He said, and if you think I ever believed I could lose 40 pounds of fat in 30 days, he said, I never believed that was possible. But that was his true experience. Indisputable, irrefutable, anecdotal, empirical evidence. Friends, it's so fun for me. If you didn't get to hear Andy on the call earlier, you know, I get to joyfully, you know, say to people, that sounds too good to be true. That sounds too good to be true. Do you realize for two decades, I've been hearing that and I've been living it for two decades. I know it sounds too good to be true. But when it's happened thousands and thousands and thousands of times, eventually, we all have to become pure scientists. And all a scientist is somebody who searches for the truth that is known. So let's all be true scientists together. Let's search for the truth that is known. And if transformation is a truth that is known, and if thousands of people have experienced it and gotten healthy at a cellular level, found their genetic blueprint by losing fat only, because every other weight loss program, you lose water, you lose muscle, and then you lose some fat, and you get some saggy skin. When you transform, your skin is tight and radiant. You lose fat only, you gain lean, healthy muscle, and you get the strongest you've been because your strength comes through being healthy at a cellular level. And guess what? You get a great attitude. You get your joy back. You get your sense of humor. You get your ambition. You get your zeal for life. Wouldn't it be great to have a little bounce in your step? Wouldn't it be great to feel good getting up and moving again and becoming an active participant in life and not just a spectator? Come on, let's live life together. Let's join arms. I talked to a 71-year-old woman yesterday and I said, hey, why don't you come on the TV with me in 20 years and say, I met John Jubilee when I was 71 and I thought I was at the end and I found out I really was at the beginning. Virginia stood up there at 81 years old and said, I know it's my beginning at 81 years old because she lost 40 pounds of fat and gained 8 pounds of muscle. Go log on to johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. JohnJubilee.com. Come transform because I'm changing the world one person at a time, and I want to start with you.